Now, Robert DiPiedomenico, he was on Tony Moclair's Australia Overnight program during the week at about 2 a.m. I had a listen. It was a fascinating 40-minute chat, Lethal.
Sleep, Ed.
Who needs sleep? Now, I want to bring in his retirement at the end of the 1991 season. It was an injury-hit season for Dipper. He was 33 years old. He managed just one game. He had five injuries. Spent the last 8 weeks of the year trying to go, you know what, I can play in the grand final. 105 kilos, he said, on the wing. He was absolutely flying. Now, the Hawks, obviously, Jimmy, through to the grand final, where that eventually beat West Coast at Waverley Park. Lee, before I come to you, let's pick up the story with Dipper. It's grand final week at the Hawks, and they're at training.
And then Alan Joyce says, Kennedy, Swab and DiPiedomenico, Dipper, don't train with the reserves on the last night of the training. And I'm going, what? Anyway, I was so cheesed off. So I rang Lee Matthews, who's coach at Collingwood. I said, Lee, I want to come to Collingwood. He goes, what for? I said, because I'm not playing the grand final and, you know, I've got a couple of years left in me. Nah, I don't want you.
Oh.
I go, what? It's not that I don't want you. I can't promise you anything. You've had a great career. You're a one-club player.
Now, Dipper went on to say it was one of the best decisions he made in his life after 240 games in the Golden Brownlee. Take us on the other side of the phone call. What was it like?
To be honest, this is my memory. This is how you only believe what you... I ran into Dipper in the car park pre the 1991 grand final. Right? So he wasn't playing. And yeah, he was very unhappy that he didn't get selected. And he did mention about playing. And I said, Dipper, retire.
How did he take that?
Well, he didn't take it that well, but like he accepted it. He did. He retired. I mean, because it was time.
Did you have any other players, Lee, your time at Collingwood or Brisbane, give you a call at the end of their career saying, do you have a game
I don't know about
me?
Giving a call, but I've told her. I might have told the odd player, including the great Michael Voss, it's probably time to retire. So I have told that to the odd player. So even better than Dipper, I've told Michael Voss when time was up.
Can you tell us more about that story, in your opinion?
Which one, Dipper?
Vossy.
Oh, no, it was just at the end of 2006. And I just thought he was sort of got into the stage where his career was. It was time to retire. That really, I mean, it didn't mean he had to retire, just... said that was my opinion. So, to be honest, I mean, you say what do coaches owe their players? They owe them respect and honesty.
Dipper was a lifelong Collingwood fan before going to Hawthorn.
Yeah, no, Dipper was a great friend of mine and a great player. He was outstanding. But hey, the time comes for everybody, and it's always a hard decision to make when the time's right. And sometimes maybe you need an external set of eyes to help you with that decision.